Whether you want your dog to come, heal, or sit, it's the Tip Top Canine Podcast, and you know what time is it. All right, Tip Top people, welcome back to the Tip Top Canine Podcast for dog lovers, for people that want to be dog lovers, for people out there who just say, you know what? I have a lot of time on my hands, and I've decided to listen to a podcast devoted to dog training. Welcome to the Tip Top Canine Podcast with Ryan Wimpy, the founder of Tip Top Canine. We have Eric Chupp, the business coach, and we have Amazon best-selling author, co-author of the book Start Here. We have Marshall Morris, and we're talking about today, Ryan, how to train multiple dogs at one time.
Yeah, we get a lot of questions about, hey, I want to walk both dogs, or I'm having a hard time training both my dogs at the same time. So that's why I wanted to just bring it up in the podcast.
Okay, now I have some basic questions I'd like to ask.
Absolutely, go ahead.
Is it absolutely essential that you name each dog?
Yeah, it's pretty important. Unless you want them both to do the same thing every single time you give a command, you probably should name them and then give them commands individually.
I asked this in a kind of a funny, joking way, but I've seen this before. I've been to the park with my kids.
Yeah,
and you'll see somebody like trying to give commands.
You name the kids, right?
Well, yeah, I've named my kids.
Well, kid one, kid two, kid three.
Four. I've seen people at the park though with like
five.
Three dogs on a leash. Yeah, and they're like, sit, you guys, sit. Sit, you guys. You know, and it's like, sit, you guys, or you know, and they're not saying sit to a specific animal.
Yeah.
Talk to me about this. Walk us through the complications, the intricacies, the nuances of training multiple dogs at
Absolutely.
One time.
Well, first, yeah, you definitely need to name the dogs.
Okay.
So when I have multiple dogs, I'm gonna say Marley, come, Bear, sit, and I'm gonna use their name first every time. So hopefully they know their name.
Got it.
Right. Also, what I'm going to do, most people, when they have their multiple dogs, they have two or three dogs, they try to train them all at the same time. And what I have my clients do is I'm like, hey, you got to break it down into smaller pieces. And you need to train, say, just Marley until Marley's come and sitting down is perfect. And then you train Bear separately from Marley. Right? They can still play and they can do whatever. But when it comes to training time, we're going to completely separate the dogs and work them separately from each other on the come, sit down, place, everything.
Got it.
Then once they're both 100%. Separately, then we're going to put them together, but not with you working both dogs. I'm going to have two people each working their own individual dog, right? So they can focus on that dog and the dogs aren't just keying off each other.
Got it.
And we're going to leash them up.
Leash them up?
Yep. We're going to leash them up so we can control them just in case they want to interact with the other dog. And I want my dog to interact with me because we're training, right? So I'm going to have two people. So normally for us clients, I have the husband work one dog, wife work the other. And then I have them switch. So they're not just keying off on just that one person only, because that's normally what happens. The husband or wife will have some dog that's kind of their favorite of the two. And I want them, the dogs, to listen equally to both mom and dad. So I have them leash them up, train the dog separately right next to each other, then switch. And then eventually one person can give commands for both dogs. Dog one, come. Dog two, sit. Etc. Does that make sense?
I feel like people would want to play favorites. You know, I know this.
I know.
I have five kids.
Yeah.
And I play favorites. You know, I have certain kids that are I prefer. I like them more. I have my favorite. I have my second favorite. I've got my backup. I've got my fourth string. I've got the one where I'm like, well, if everybody else gets hurt, you get to play. I'm just kidding. No, but seriously, I see people with dogs though do this. Where I see people that say. It's obvious. You see, and again, my only knowledge of this is because I do go to the park with the kids. When I go to the park with the kids, I usually go in the fall. That's when I go. When it's not hot, you know, I'm out there at the park, and you see all the dog lovers out there. And you know, I don't go to the dog parks, but I see people, and it's like they clearly love this particular dog.
Right.
These other two over here, they're like, oh, I don't know. I don't know who decided to buy you guys, but you're my favorite here. Talk to me about the importance of not playing favorites when you're training multiple dogs at one time.
Well, if you want them all to equal to listen to equally, you need to train them all equally, right?
Okay.
So even if you're like, oh, that's my wife's dog, that's not my dog. Well, if you want your wife's dog, quote, to listen to you when it's outside off leash, then you should probably train it as well, even if it's not like your favorite dog. Just makes common sense. So then our second biggest question we get asked when training multiple dogs is I want to loose leash walk both of them at the same time. How do I do that, right? And that is actually quite a bit harder, loose leash walking both at the same time. You'll rarely see on YouTube or anything a lot of trainers loose leash walking two dogs at the same time. You'll either see him letting four or five dogs pull him around or healing one dog off leash at a time. And what happens is with the dogs with that like pack mentality, one of them kind of wants to be the leader. And if one's nose is like an inch further than the other, then the other one tries to get a little ahead.
Really?
Yeah. So what we normally recommend, since we get all our clients' dogs off leash, is either we have them off leash, right? Or we walk them one at a time. One person walks one dog, one person walks the other. Now, I've got a video on YouTube where I'm healing two dogs off leash on my left side, but it's just a lot harder. It's a lot more handling. So that's a big one we get. Normally, I walk the dogs off leash. Like here in Tulsa, people are like, well, isn't there a leash law?
Well,
like,
isn't there a leash law?
But the law here in Tulsa and in Broken Arrow actually reads on a leash or under reasonable control of the owner. And all of our dogs that we train, we can definitely demonstrate reasonable control, so we can let them off leash.
You know what? That right there. So as long as you're on leash or demonstrating reasonable control.
Correct. That's how the law actually reads. Just most people don't know that.
I think that same law should apply for kids who go to Walmart with their parents.
Yeah.
I've noticed that, like, my kids, when we go to Walmart or Target or these kind of things, they'll go, "Dad, what is going on with those people? Have you ever seen this, Marshall? Yeah. Have you ever been to Target and seen the parents that have the kids that just the herd of kids destroying everything around them? Have you ever seen this?
Yeah, it's like a tornado of like fingernails and teeth. It's it's wild.
Okay, maybe they should pass a similar law. I don't know. Okay, so Marshall, talk to me. What's your question for Ryan here?
Okay, and so when you're training multiple dogs, okay, and they're starting from a relatively same place,
correct?
Are there some dogs that just like get it faster? So are you like measuring them? Are you grading them on a curve? Are there some dogs that you have to grade on a curve? Or are you holding them to the same
curve?
Standard?
It is what it is. Same standard, even though they're different dogs, they're going to learn differently. So like right now we have a Great Dane and a Lab Pyrenees mix. Same family.
Yeah.
They're brother and sister, but they're obviously not real brother and sister.
Right.
Right. But we're still handing, they're still on the exact same protocols. They still have to do the exact same things.
Okay. And so you oftentimes will find that dogs learn at different speeds.
Oh, very different. Mm. Absolutely. Mm. Yep.
So if I'm out there right now and I am thinking about wanting to train multiple dogs with you guys always have the offer, the promotion gun, where it's $1 for the first lesson.
Yes, sir.
If I bring two dogs, is it $2?
Normally, we can squeeze you in there for just one.
Wow. So I'm saving $1, man. That's awesome. So if I save $1, I bring two dogs at one time. Two for one special right there. then how do I, if I want to move forward with your program, what does it cost to train the dog from that point?
Well, for two dogs, for private lessons, we actually do half off a second or third dog. Since we're coming out, come out to the house and we do privates at the house, we do have a discount. Now, on our boot camps, it's a ton of work. It's still 50, 60, 70 hours of work for us, depending on the program. So we don't give a discount on that, but on the privates, we do.
Okay. Can I invite all of my neighbor's dogs to my house when you come out?
They
won't train their dogs, so we're going to,
I had a lady, and she's like, if I get my neighbor to sign up, can we split 50?
Right.
I'm like, sure, as long as the lessons are at the same time.
That's right.
Okay, now, Chuck, I give you the final word here. Okay. You get to ask any question you want to Ryan with Tip Top Canine about training multiple dogs at one time. There could be any question. It could be metaphysical.
Ooh.
It could be, you could be talking about quantum physics here. You could go with a physical question. You could go any question you want. There's nothing out of bounds here.
I've got a more sized base question.
Oh.
So if I do decide to become kind of crazy and train multiple dogs, what if one is a Chihuahua and one happens to be a Great Dane? Is that going to make it harder? Is that going to throw a wrench into my plans? Or do the dogs need to be similar in size?
No, they don't have to be the same. Interesting question, by the way. But no, it doesn't matter. So like sit is sit, down is down, come is come, regardless if it's a Chihuahua or a Great Dane. Doesn't matter.
So size doesn't matter when it comes to training multiple dogs.
No, it's just with a Great Dane, it's the time it takes for its butt to hit the ground when you say sit as opposed to the Chihuahua.
I said sit!
Like 1 inch is different. So there's a little speed difference.
Okay, I got you.
Nothing.
Cool. Yep. Well, if you're out there and you would like to buy a Tip Top Canine business and open one up and you open a business in your local market, go to TipTopCanine.com to schedule a one-on-one shadow session where you can meet the founder of Tip Top Canine, Ryan Wimpy. And if he likes you and you like him and the business model works and if you're willing to work, you can make a lot of money. Also, if you'd like to schedule a one-on-one consultation with you and your dog and a Tip Top Canine professional, just go to Tip Top Canine, schedule that first lesson for $1. My name's Clay Clark. That's Ryan Wimpy. That's Eric Chubb. That's Marshall Morris. Without any further ado, we're out.